There's a zone going from southwestern Pennsylvania through West Virginia, particularly in the coal mining areas. This is the traditionally Democratic voting part of West Virginia. That's where you see the biggest shift. The coal mining counties of Kentucky, almost all of Tennessee, northern Alabama, virtually the entire state of Arkansas, although it's interesting, the Walmart headquarters area up here stayed the same. These southeastern counties of Oklahoma, this was the Democratic part of the state. As recently as 1988, Dukakis won all those counties, and now they have all shifted in the Republican direction. Seems like Dukakis is hardly the kind of candidate who would have appealed to people in southeastern Oklahoma, but he had more appeal than Barack Obama. That we can pretty much categorically say. Yeah. Okay, it's a question about having to do with the fact that the switch of more affluent, highly educated voters to the Democratic Party has certain economic rationale. Certainly in a lot of counties with high foreclosure rates, places like San Joaquin County, we see a real strong blue shift. We certainly see that, Charlotte, North Carolina would be an interesting case. That's now the second largest financial center in the country after New York, and it has a very major blue shift here. Yet, if you look at really economically distressed areas like western Pennsylvania, centers of heavy industry, there you don't see it. There, if anything, you see a little bit of a redshift. So we got to look at cultural factors and economic factors. All these things are coming into play. So I'm always leery of giving explanations. All I can really do is point out map correlations, and I'll leave it to statisticians who can run their regression analyses to give us harder numbers on those sorts of things. Well, it's interesting. The question, is this the most fundamentalist? It is. One thing we can say about it is an area with a very high percentage of Southern Baptists and low percentage of African Americans. It's the northern edge of that Southern Baptist zone, although, again, Virginia and North Carolina are exceptions. So it's the interior Southern Baptist without many African Americans. That's more than anything else what it shows. Louisiana is somewhat interesting. It has a very high percentage of African Americans, although if we have time, I'll show you a map of Louisiana. There's a good correlation of the counties with low African American populations doing much more of this redshift. Plus, a lot of African Americans left Louisiana after Katrina and haven't come back. So that's something to note. We can look at get more detail when you look at some of the state maps.